This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado Democrats have introduced a bill they hope will thwart the impact of a transportation funding ballot initiative. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The ballot proposal from the Colorado Contractors Association would require taxes collected to support roads and transportation to go to those things. It's estimated to direct about $700 million a year for roads. Democratic Representative Andrew Baeznicker says that would force the state to spend less money on schools and healthcare and every other part of the budget.
And this would be a real threat to the core services that our state has an obligation to provide to residents.
His bill would reduce money for transportation by roughly the same amount the initiative would require the state to spend on it, but only if the initiative passes. Initiative supporters blasted lawmakers for the bill and say transportation funding has been inadequate for years. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
50 years after Colorado reintroduced river otters, they're making a comeback. But as CPR's Haley May explains, mapping where they've returned remains a challenge.
River otters are elusive by nature, which makes them hard to spot and even harder to count. As Colorado Parks and Wildlife works to figure out how successful reintroduction efforts have been, they're asking the public for help. Colorado's River Otter Coordinator Robert Inman says they leave behind distinct signs in the wild.
The droppings are quite unique because they're filled with fish scales and crawfish parts, and so they're often white and have those bones and parts in them.
For more tips on spotting otters and information on how to help CPW map their locations, join us at cpr.org.
That was Haley May reporting. This is CPR News and KRCC.